Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Yes, indeed. We are joined on the line by Pastor Mwana Hiba, who's going to be continuing the discussions we've been having since Monday, because we actually have been having a fantastic discussions with him, and he is on the line this afternoon to join us. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm great and excited to be here once again.
Oh, lovely, man. Also very happy to be here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
Now, we are actually, continuing with the discussion from yesterday and, in fact, from Monday, that is, we've been having you on the line, talking about generosity in a consumer-driven society. And so those who are joining us for the first time today, we are discussing with Pastor Mwana Hiba the generosity in a consumer-driven society. Now, sometimes, in spite of our best intentions and, you know, our selfishness finds a way to rear its ugly head. Even while we're engaging in a selfless practice like giving, we enjoy the applause of others, often posting our good works on social media or expecting expressions of gratitude from those who we serve, making the whole thing about us rather than the one who sent us. Now, Pastor, how do we practice generosity without making it about ourselves?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. Maybe to begin with, actually, we would need to define what is generosity, you know? Generosity, actually, when you read the Oxford Dictionary, it defines generosity as the act of being willing to give time, money, or gifts to others freely. Freely, without expecting anything back. So, you know, the definition itself of generosity has the connotation of giving without getting anything in return.
Right.
Whether that is applause, whether that is some kind of repayment, generosity is about the other person, you know. And so, you know, the Bible teaches us actually very clearly, and I think we talked about this briefly on Monday, that when we are giving, the Master admonishes us that we are supposed to give in secret. It's not like you mentioned, it's not about the photo op. It's not about social media and posting what we have done and then showing how much we are helping others. It's about the act of giving itself actually is not a means to an end. It's an end, it's in itself. Yeah, it's not a means to an end, it's an end in itself. And I think actually as we discuss today's discussion, something that I'll be quick to point out is many times we don't realize that giving is not about what we get. Giving in itself actually is the blessing.
Yeah.
It's not about what comes. Giving itself is the blessing. But I'm sure we'll touch on that a little bit more.
Now, I've seen and heard people responding, you know, when they're being asked, but why do you take pictures? Why must you now be exposing this to the whole world? Because the left hand must not know what the right hand is doing. So let's actually, and you hear the response that says, no, but we've got to post it so that we encourage others, you know, to do the same so that people can see that actually, it's possible to do this. Do you think that's a plausible response?
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. Because, again, if, like we talked about this on Monday, ultimately giving's motivation should always be love.
Yeah.
Not what you see your neighbor doing. I think in life, actually, it's just a good principle not to do something simply because you saw your neighbor doing it. Yeah, it's always good to understand as an individual, how does this benefit me? What is my motivation for doing this? Not simply because my neighbor has done it. But perhaps on the other hand, if you know, the person who is posting it, maybe it's a situation where pictures were captured, not really that the person was trying to show off, but maybe to encourage others, then perhaps it could also, yeah, it could also probably help one or two people. But otherwise, ultimately, the motivation for giving should always be intrinsic.
Yeah, true. I think that it's very important that we take note of that. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, is there really a guarantee that if you give, it will come back to you, full measure, pressed down, etc., etc.? Or is it just something Christians say to manipulate others into giving?
That's a good one. That's a good one. And, you know, it's I like that you've asked this question, because the thing is, even ourselves as Christians, many times we read things from the Bible that we don't even believe ourselves. Yeah. You know, God has so many promises in the Bible about healing. He has so many promises in the Bible about protection. But sometimes even us as Christians, we question. Now, the verse in question that you have quoted actually is Luke 6, verse 38.
Yes.
Which says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For the measure you use will be measured to you. Now, this is a guarantee. Why? Because of the one who has said these words. And depending on the translation of the Bible you read, actually, these are in red letters, to signify that the one who is talking here is Jesus himself. All right? I believe that a promise is only as good as the one who is promising. And because these words were said by Christ himself, this is a full guarantee that when you give, it will come back to you. Now, again, this should not be the motivation for giving. But the thing about it is that God himself is the one who has promised that when you give, it will come back to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's God who says that. But again, this should not be the motivation.
You know, you're saying that it should not be a motivation. I do apologize for interjecting there. You're saying that it should not be a motivation. However, is it humanly and naturally possible to ignore that promise? I mean, I'm just giving because these guys are in need, and not at the back of my mind subconsciously expect that okay, maybe something good will come out of it, because then you look back maybe a year down the line and you're saying, but my life has not improved and yet I kept on giving and giving. So you see that subconsciously in your mind, even though you are not looking forward to any reward, pressed down and shaken together, all of that. But
yes, but
when you review your year, you're like, no, man. But so is it really possible to naturally not expect anything?
No, actually, you know, and this is the good thing about God. This is the good thing about God. God is good, my brother.
All the time.
You see, to the giver, actually, is a double blessing. The act of giving itself comes with some of the benefits we talked about on Monday. You know, self-esteem boosts in terms of your perspective, in terms of even scientifically, we discovered on Monday that there are certain hormones that are released in the body when you give, you know, from the bottom of your heart. So there's that aspect, and there's also the aspect of the gifts that God has promised. What I should say, though, is that the blessing that God gives may not come in the way that we are expecting it to come. It may not mean necessarily that if I give 100 rands or 100 kwacha in my context, I should expect that God is going to give me 500 kwacha or 500 rands. Not necessarily. Yeah, because even when our famous verse on tithe, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, God talks about how we should give freely the tithes and the offerings. But one of the promises there is, he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And that blessing is very, very vital.
Yes.
Because it not only talks about the agricultural, you know, line, but is also focused on just God protecting us from mishaps.
Yeah.
And unforeseen, you know, negative circumstances. Mm. That in itself is a blessing. So yes, as a human being, as we begin, you know, as we are growing as infants, it is okay to have that natural inclination to say, what is in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
But I think as we grow, as I will allude to as we continue further, as we grow, we must get to the point where we enjoy to do the will of our Father, not because of the reward, but because we are part of His kingdom.
True, very true. Now, you know, in what ways, or in what types of ways does God reward a cheerful giver? I think you touched briefly on that.
Yeah, good one. And maybe one of the quotes that I like the most, one of the quotes by one of my favorite writers, Ben Carson. Ben Carson says that happiness does not result from what we get, but from what we give. Okay. I think if you remember on Monday, we talked about the fact that actually the Greek word for blessed is makarios, which is also translated as happy. So happiness, giving actually entails happiness. A non-Christian author, I mean, author by the name of Mahatma Gandhi, says the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
That's powerful.
So that is probably the introduction to say that the act of giving actually is a blessing. But if there's a verse that I like, God talks about the blessing for giving. One of them is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, where the Bible says, whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. That's Proverbs 19, verse 17. Now, you see, the language that God uses here in this verse is one that you know, the Israelites of old could understand, and even in our time, in our context. Because the idea of lending, the idea of lending is that typically when an institution lends out money, it's supposed to receive the money back with interest.
Yes, yes.
So in other words, God is saying, whatever you are doing for the poor, when you give to them, you are lending to me, and by default, you can expect that what you have given to me, I'll return it with interest. And that is why, that's where the concept where Jesus says, whatever you give will come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The blessing, I mean, the gift is going to be multiplied. Okay? There are so many texts. 2 Corinthians actually 9, verse 6 to 8 also talks about the one who reaps, that the one who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly.
Sparingly, yeah.
But if you reap generously, you also reap generously. So God says, I love a cheerful giver, and I will reward everyone that gives cheerfully.
Now, talking about the expectations that you talked about, if one gives with an expectation of, you know, such a reward, does God look on that unfavorably? Is it a sin to give while at the back of your mind you have some kind of expectation?
Yeah, that's actually not a very easy question. But I think it comes back to what we were saying, personal, my,
yeah, Pastor,
my personal, my personal opinion on the matter is that God will treat people depending on their level of faith and information. That's why I gave the example where I said, you know, when you're growing up as a child, you want to be rewarded for going to school. You want to be rewarded when you pass number one. But as you grow, you actually realize that the going to school was actually the blessing. All right? Going to school in itself was the blessing. The same comes to, you know, children that are doing chores on a farm. You do the work on the farm. The child of the farmer may want to be rewarded for their work, but as they grow up, you realize that you are part of your father's estate. And so doing the work actually should be a joy, because you realize that I'm part of this. But again, those that have, you know, baby milk teeth, I believe will still be blessed abundantly, even when they have that expectation of a return. Because God continues to look at how we are growing and progressing and ministers to us according to our level of information and to our level of faith.
And indeed, he actually deals with us and according to our level of faith. And I love that you ended up with that one. Pastor, I'm going to let you go. But before I do, perhaps there's something that you want to emphasize out of this discussion to the listener.
Yes. Again, coming back to what I quoted from Ben Carson, that happiness does not result from what we get. Happiness results from what we give. Jesus says it is more blessed to give than to receive. So let the emphasis always not be on what we will receive for the giving, but let's let it be out of the motivation, love for others and love for God, and God will continue to bless us in ways we could not even possibly imagine.
Beautiful stuff there. Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. We're going to be connecting tomorrow 3:30, as we have done over the past couple of days. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, my brother. It's been a blessing as usual. May God bless you today.
Blessings. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.